like the only rest.
Beautiful.
Wow, you know, one brain cell between us. That's all that is.
Just symbiosis.
Honestly.
Sucking on it.
I guess so.
Welcome.
Welcome to...
Trash.
Where we are in our second year now.
We're in our second year.
And still don't have a solid, like, title, cadence.
Keep it fresh.
I think so, too.
I think it's like, you keep it, we don't know where we're going.
Correct.
We're jumping in.
Correct.
We're jumping in.
Correct. Hard. You know? Yeah. Mm. I also think it's funny. I noticed, you know, like at the beginning of most things, it's click clapper because that's your noise when you're starting the show.
Yes.
Instinctively, without saying anything to one another for the last year, we have been going.
That's our click.
And it's our click.
That's our click clack.
Every time I go to edit, I'm like, there it is.
What is that called?
It's, I don't know.
I should know what that's called.
Clacker. It's the clacker.
It's the clacker. Yeah. I think that's...
The TM. Technical name?
Yeah.
Yeah. TM. You're always, can you do art pop like that? A-R-T-P-O-P. You remember that?
A-R-O-T. Wait, that's R-O-T.
R-O-pop. R-O-pop.
P-O-P-O-P-O.
Yeah, po-po. Just spelling different words now.
Don't let me teach kindergarten.
Don't let me sing.
L-M-N-O-P. What letter is that? It's all of them.
It's one word. One letter. L-M-N-O. That's just one letter.
L-M-N-O.
Yeah.
You also catch it in the sea. Stream. Minnow.
Got it.
Bottom feeder.
Very confused. Very confused for a second. I was there. I was with you.
I got there in the end.
Wow. So we've got a list over here, but I don't want to jump in too soon if you're not ready. How was your week?
My week. This week has been the slowest week in the entire world.
Yeah, a little bit.
I just think the hours are here to get us, and they're
the
like,
Can't go into that right now.
Did you know they made an opera of that?
Yes, I've seen. You sent me pictures. It was gorgeous. Some production. Oh,
Catherine O'Hara, I think, was. She was. What's her name? The middle one.
In the opera?
Yes.
Singing?
She sings opera.
I did not know.
She sings it.
That's really impressive.
Anyway, how's my week? Slow.
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 Painful.
And it's Friday now.
Hey.
It's Friday now, and we're living through it. We're waiting for it to storm.
We're waiting for it to storm. We got a big one coming later. And you know what? There's nothing more fun than, than watching a storm roll in at Millie's back porch.
You know, last night we... set up the projector on the back porch.
Wait, what was that big thing? Do you have like a whiteboard now?
I got it from work. They were throwing it away.
Oh, great. I just don't know if I've seen it yet.
It's from a
projector. That's right. I forgot you had that already.
You flip it and you flip it.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. We had to put the cat litter on it so it wouldn't fly away last night. It was pretty windy.
Sure.
So it was really hard trying to figure out how to hook up the little projector to the thing.
Yeah. You figured it out, though.
Yeah, it's like
I saw you were watching...
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, but...
Miss Congeniality. On VHS.
Crazy. Through a projector, though. Like, I love
projector.
That.
Well, it looked great.
Yeah.
And honestly, Michael Caine never looked better.
He serves in that movie.
No. So we started watching that. We didn't get all the way through. We got tired.
Yeah.
We got tired.
As you do.
And, you know, at the very beginning, when she goes into Starbucks, okay, I was sitting there last night thinking, that was peak Starbucks.
Yeah, tea.
She goes in there.
And that was 24 years ago. This was 2001, right? 2001, 2001.
I think that might be right.
Yeah.
No.
Starbucks, check yourself.
It was busy in there. And she cuts. She goes to the front of the line. She's like, I want this and this and this and this. But I was just looking at all the people working there, and I was just like... Oh, these are the people that I remember working at Starbucks. And this is how I remember Starbucks being like. It was special.
Special.
It was special.
Yeah.
You've lost the specialness.
Yeah, totally.
But,
you put too many out there.
You've put too many out there. But I remember the only time I was able to ever get Starbucks was when we'd go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And Kansas City had a Starbucks. And we'd only ever get it on our way out of Kansas City. Mocha Frappuccino.
Luxury.
And usually, well, it depends. blueberry scone
or
the pumpkin scone if it was that time of year.
Their pastries used to be good.
Oh my God.
Used to be good.
Okay, so she says in the movie, the one with the crinkly sugar on top, do they even do that anymore?
I think so, but those are the ones that come like prepackaged.
Yeah. It was not that sugar.
I haven't been there in
that,
years.
Like, raw sugar on the front of it, on the top of it. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Mm. I miss the original Starbucks. We have Scooties now.
We have Scooties.
Speaking of Scooties.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I went there before here, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it was the woman again working in the drive-thru, the one that I think has the Jesus sticker on the front.
Okay.
So I was like, here we go.
Here we go.
She sat there at the window and talked to me the entire time.
Friendly.
She was very friendly. Yeah. Didn't want to ask.
Yeah.
She wanted to know how I liked the new rating system
on here. Just keeping it business.
Yes. She's like, do you like it? And I was like, well, the names I voted for won. Because they only want my opinion.
Got it.
And that's it, and I got my drink. That was 20 minutes on coffee, girl.
Wow. That was not 20 minutes. No. But that's good. I was talking about with somebody, it was a Lyft driver the other day. Mm. And we were like, it's scary times right now. But like, I don't think we really are, I say we, like this Lyft driver is not my friend or something.
Oh,
but
it could be.
Yeah, like, I don't think everybody wants to see, like, violence against trans people or immigrants or things like that. You know what I mean? So I think we go out here thinking, like, this woman in this drive-thru, like, where are we going with this?
Coffee. No. It's like, are we drinking coffee? Like, I don't know what is happening.
You know what? That's a good like, indicator. I don't need to go that deep. All that to say is, people are cool with drag queens. People are cool. Like, they can chill and they can, like, get along.
I guess.
Yeah.
Or she couldn't notice. Maybe she needs glasses.
Maybe she couldn't notice.
She couldn't notice.
Couldn't clock it.
Couldn't clock it.
She's like, do you have a brother? Does he also like scooters?
Because they think Scott is my brother.
They've said that.
They haven't said that. But we've gotten that before. And I don't think we look anything alike.
No.
I know. I think it's weird.
All that is two men together. All that is. When they can't acknowledge.
Can't be lovers. You're brothers. Well, I mean, White Lotus proved that, right?
Oh my God. Still haven't watched it. Do you want to start number one?
I mean, I did do the original Starbucks. I got that in, girl.
You got that in. I didn't even realize that was what that was.
I got that in. Well, because I saw that written on the list and I said,
let's go.
I don't remember what that is. So I really had to dig down into it.
You found it.
And then I was like, oh, projector. Oh, Miss Congeniality. Oh, she was at the Starbucks.
Here we are. Unless you wanna hurt me, don't call it a night.
Unless you wanna lie, don't call it a night. Unless you gonna hurt me,
I can hear everything you're saying from here. It's a great song.
You know who I'm
Lady
really
Gaga, you heard of her.
You know what I'm really into right now? I've been listening to a lot of Caroline Polachek.
Mm.
Yeah.
I really like her.
I don't know what album it is.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Also, bringing Rufus Wainwright into like pop culture. Thank you.
That was Carly Rae Jepsen.
You're right. I get them confused.
Does she do one with him?
No, I got them confused.
Too bad.
Yeah, I know. They have similar sounds, wouldn't you say?
I do.
Carly and Caroline.
I was thinking that Caroline sounded a lot like Dido, Ditto.
Oh yeah.
Dildo. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you? As I block your face. Do you remember her?
Lady Gaga, you heard of her?
I don't have her CD, but I definitely have her single.
Dido's.
White Flag. White Flag.
I only know that song really because of you. I only know the name of that song. Obviously, if I heard it, I'd be like.
The other song, there were three songs on that single, and I don't remember one of them, but the other one was, she's taking this train, the last train out of London or something. Mm. Oh, it's sad and it's so good. Look it up. How was your week?
It was good. It was long.
Yeah.
It was long.
Yeah.
Been anxious this week, so just trying to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But good. Happy to be here in drag today. Happy to be here in a tie. I don't know why I'm saying everything twice. A couple of weeks ago in some state, I wrote ties and drag on my whiteboard over here, and here we are.
You did?
I really did.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen,
what does it say behind that? Oh, that's right. Big Parma. I was like, I gotta remember that one.
Big Parma.
Remember when we came up with that?
Big Parma.
Big Parma.
Like Big Pam. No, what's her name?
Big Ange.
Big Ange.
Yeah.
Do you remember when what's her name was on Drag Race?
Yeah.
Wake up, Pearl!
Wake up, Pearl.
You think she ever woke up?
No.
In a trailer in the woods.
She does. That is her life now.
Is she still there?
Yeah, I think so. She's traveling around. I think she has been doing more drag, though, lately. I've seen her up.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. You know those statues she makes? I love
those.
Yeah,
they're great.
Does she still make those?
I hope so. They remind me of Juno's statues, too. Juno Birch's.
Oh, yes.
I would love to have one of those.
Wouldn't we all?
Wouldn't we all?
Mm. Oh, God.
But no. Oh, sorry.
Nothing. Just thinking about those tariffs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, never mind.
Which ones? The paused ones or the...
I was thinking about just goods coming from the UK. I was like, what if I placed an order of the thing and it came over here? And that's what...
Gotcha. I'm back on the same page.
Your week was good.
It was fine. It was good. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything eventful.
You came over to watch Survivor.
I did, yeah. Yes. And I went out to a fundraiser before that, which was really cool, for St. Louis Public Schools, which was lovely. At a really cool venue, actually, called the Dogwood in the Grove, which is like kind of, it looks like a very just fancy event space. Mm-hmm. So like first floor is kind of like bar open area, second floor bar open area, and then like a terrace as well over the Grove, which is actually it's really nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Have an event there
or
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have an event there.
Or whatever. And then I came over and, yeah, I watched Survivor with you and Scotty. And does he like to be called Scotty? Does he hate
Only
that?
Only one person I know calls him Scotty.
Who?
Couldn't tell you, but somebody does. One person does.
Because I started doing that like 2 days ago and I was like, what?
One person does. But I couldn't tell you. Is that Katie Burnham? I don't know. Somebody does.
Okay, good. Just making sure he didn't hate it.
No, I guess not.
And, oh my God, I watched maybe the first full episode of Survivor I've ever watched ever. And I was like, yeah, probably. Like, I never got into it. And there's a lot going on that show, y'all. I don't know if you're tuning in, but like, and it's all talking, which I don't think I expected. They do like a challenge, and then the rest of it is just like deliberation. And these people are thinking.
All they have is hours.
Gymnastics.
To talk.
Yeah.
They have only hours to talk.
Crazy.
And talk themselves into little corners. And little boo-boos.
Honestly, and the way that things shifted back and forth between the time it took them to start deliberating and counsel, it was, I mean, like, I'm hooked. I'm not hooked enough to start. But I enjoyed it. I was there like...
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good.
And then we watched The Amazing Race, too. We had a full night of CBS.
Yeah. So, usually, Scott and I... Sometimes Scott and I have The Amazing Race on mute, and while we talk about what happened in Survivor, you know, our green team is still there.
On Survivor?
Amazing Race.
That was a roller coaster. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's
can you remember it?
I can.
Okay, because I don't know if I
First of all, that show is 2 hours long.
Was it 2 hours?
Yeah, I don't think everybody realizes it.
No, it's not.
100%.
Well, Survivor's an hour and a half. It's probably an hour and a half.
It started at... Oh, wait. When does Survivor start? Seven. Yeah, it was probably an hour and a half.
They're both an hour and a half.
Because I was like...
Because the local news comes on afterwards.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, where were they? Oh, Sofia Bulgaria.
Sofia Bulgaria.
And, I mean...
Which is a person.
Which is not a person, but it's close to sounding like a person.
It's a person.
And it was kind of a woman at the end.
Yeah.
But that's not her. She just, that's all she said. So welcome to Sofia Bulgaria. But these two F words truly started way behind everyone else. We're talking actually 3 hours behind everybody else.
Right. They went in the wrong direction. They couldn't read the map. Read a map.
Learn
it's
how
not
to read a map.
Hard.
It's actually not that hard, but you just have to kind of get it in your system and learn the language.
You should be able to walk out any door and say north, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
I agree with that, honestly. That one's pretty simple.
Most of the roads are pointed that way.
Just learning that cities are set up strategically is news to some people, but yeah, you can do it. They gone, girl.
Gone.
And, through the mechanics of the show, which I've found out is very, like, wild.
It's
with
just
the,
a
like,
race?
Yes, and the, like, what was it called? The reverse?
The U-turn. Oh, didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, crazy. Because one of the challenges was, like, you could do either finding like literally the tiniest bracelet ever in a haystack, in one of three haystacks.
Like as thick as maybe the finger.
Like nothing.
And long.
And, or go and like carry literally
200 kilos of wood?
Correct. Like up a street in a wheelbarrow.
Kilos, is that
kilos,
right?
Kilos, that was right.
Okay, great.
And so we're on it. Let's go.
Europe.
Europe. Europe. Metric system.
I don't know how to. Why? I can't get into that. Okay.
And everybody's made it through that part. All of a sudden, these guys get to the end of it, and they've carried all of this wood. They were like
the
twin bros. And
they're like,
we can
bro,
do this in two
this.
Loads. They get to the this. Second load. They're like, you're literally like a
four pounds of wood short. Yeah. One piece of wood
and
short.
So they had to like run back and do it. And then by the time they leave that challenge and go to the next one, they hit a U-turn, which means that they have to go back and they had to do the other challenge, which was the fucking hay. Sorry, I've got so much hair on my face.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. So they literally were so frustrated that they did not start to do that in any kind of mechanical or, like, thoughtful way. No. They just started shredding it.
I think they had three. They had three piles they could serve.
And they just shredded all of them without looking. I was standing there like, you are ruining yourself.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
To the point where those F words caught up and they came past them, did the wood challenge, all the other challenges after that, and beat them. And those two guys that got U-turned, gone. Out.
Yeah, they were still there when Crocodile Dundee came and was like, I'm sorry, you didn't finish.
And he was like, how long y'all been out here? They said, 6 hours.
6 hours. Sometimes it really is amazing race.
Listen, weren't they the ones that were winning every year before Drag Race?
Yes.
I can see why.
Survivor. It was Survivor.
It was, for a long it was time, Amazing Race for a while,
For a long
too,
time,
though.
It was Survivor and Amazing Race.
Right. They were the two.
And then it kind of has switched.
And now it's Traitors up in there.
Traitors is up in there. You know, okay, but you now that you've seen the new Survivor.
Yeah.
Don't you like how sort of...
When did they change it?
Oh.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't know the difference,
I don't
obviously.
No, but I just feel like the people are more interesting than they used to be. Mm,
maybe so. I mean, these people are certainly interesting. There wasn't, like, an uninteresting character there.
It could also be because I'm just an adult and I'm, like, part of... I'm one of their peers.
Yeah, you can kind of see the nuance and you're less like,
maybe.
I hate them. I just want them to go.
Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't like his hair.
I mean, I still do that.
But you balance it with some real stuff, too.
Yeah. We saw Dick.
We did. They pulled the underwear out.
They did. Yeah. Just him, though.
Just the one.
Just the one.
The one who is like...
Did I tell you about
scheming.
Him?
Scheming. I don't like him.
Oh, he... Okay. He, okay, spoilers.
Oh, spoilers.
They got Chrissy out.
Okay.
Because all the strong men, right. all the strong men are
like,
now
we're tired
alliance.
Of being like
we're
used tired and not winning.
Of being meat shields.
That's what they said.
Yeah. And you don't know that he lives on a trailer in front of his father's house and he has a girlfriend who says she's not marrying him until he comes home and wins that $1 million.
Did not know that. I did know that he was a stuntman.
Yeah, well, that's inconsequential to everything else.
You're like, thank you for adding that detail. I'll log that away. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he better win it or she's leaving.
He's playing like that's the stakes. Yeah.
<'Cause> it is. He ain't got no work.
The way that, like...
They don't do stunts anymore in movies. It's all CGI and puppets.
See, Hitman was the end of that.
Hitman was the end of that.
Which, actually, that was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Have you seen 12 Monkeys?
Yeah, I have.
Was it good?
It was okay. Oh. Wait, the old one, like in the 90s?
That Monkey Man.
No. What were we talking about before this? Survivor. Oh, that man. So the one that like had the secret alliance that was kind of coming out because they wanted to get rid of her
with,
first.
Pam? No.
No, there was another C name maybe.
Camilla.
And... They were like, that one guy was panicking because he was like, she's my number one, but I can't like tell anybody.
Oh my God.
And the conniving one, what's his name again? The stuntman?
I'm going to call him John.
Let's call him John. He was like.
He knows.
Like reading the body language and everything.
Too
and then he
stupid,
started
though.
Like pushing, a little too, pushing it to get him to like fucking own it.
Yes.
In front of these people. And he's like, yes. Why do you care so much? Without any reason. Of getting rid of Chrissy.
No.
And so they made him look like a fool.
Yeah, because they're like, you're next.
He was trying to do the same bullshit.
Like, we're setting you up next.
Yes.
Setting you up next. But he's one of the strong dudes. So I don't know.
But then also, and then this is like where it's so fucking complicated. you have to like send people home in a way that they respect because of the whole jury thing.
And you didn't know the jury thing.
And I didn't know that until the end. And so I'm like, this guy is not playing. Like, he's going to get a favorable jury. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to respect his game?
Some people, that's all it comes down to. What game do you respect the most?
I guess. So if it's another strong man deciding.
Because, I mean,
I guess that's if you stack the strong men at the end, then your jury looks closer to one of you.
Maybe.
Wow. It's interesting people.
Interesting people.
Dynamics, like people dynamics, like seeing how relationships and people treat
because,
each other
like,
and
they
character.
Are all sort of like, you know, major poker players, right?
Right.
Because they all have to be like brilliant strategists.
That's the thing. Okay, yes. I'm like, what is this show giving? Because it's not giving Wilderness. It's not giving Survivor. Mm-mm. It's not giving, like, there's that one show on Netflix that I only watched Trixie and Katya watch, where they literally dump people in the wilderness and they're like, good fucking luck.
Right. No, Survivor used to be that way.
Right.
But now it's like, no, you're just...
It is poker.
Yeah, you are sitting in the woods with people.
Chess, really.
And you're playing chess. And I don't think people, when the first show first started, they needed all the bells and whistles to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still have the bells and whistles, but I think now people realize it's about the way people... It's the social game.
Yeah.
It's really about the social game.
And I mean, they found it after 48 seasons.
Yeah, 25 years, I think.
They've honed it. It's like a... It's wow. They do it.
Wow.
And it just does go to show, too, that, like, the concept doesn't have to be everything.
Right.
It can actually be, like, how you deliver it. Yeah, so I think about Drag Race this way, too, obviously, mm-hmm. because it's like, no, it's not just about being the best drag queen Mm-mm. on there. It's so many other things, and it comes down to so many other variables that are like, it's truly a game of chance sometimes.
I mean, there are seasons where I feel like, oh, Bianca is the best drag queen this season.
Totally, but those are few and far between.
Few and far between, because, yeah, I mean... Good example this season, Susie too, right? Felt like she had
like
the
Bianca.
Entire
totally.
Package,
totally.
Right?
And the judges loved her. She was giving Jinx energy.
But there is this room for improvement that I think is most important to the judges.
Yeah, they want to see growth. Because they want America to know that they had an influence on your drag.
Correct. Because they, in a way, sort of own
right.
your image.
And have elevated you.
And have elevated. So
if
you
come
owe
in polished, they have no stamp.
Correct.
They want to own you.
RuPaul said, I've had enough of oil. Bring on the human beings.
Once the oil dried up, Jesus Christ.
Only a matter of time.
Cutting that one out.
Only a matter of time.
RuPaul's Canada
Drag cuts
Race.
Us out. No more oil for you.
No more oil.
I could see them taking Alaska back.
Oh, no. No, picking a literal fight with America over American land. With this administration?
It's so far away.
It's not that far away.
And there's like
and
only
it's connected
a little
by land.
Tiny
it's not like
city.
Getting.
Only a couple cities have people.
That's not true.
Yes, it's true. How many people you think live in Alaska?
It is very
Alaska.
It's not very
yeah,
densely
Alaska.
Populated with the landmass, yes. Correct.
I want you to guess. I want
How
you to
How many people live in Alaska altogether?
How many people live in Alaska?
I'm gonna guess 3 million. Am I fucking right?
No.
How many?
740,000.
No shit.
Barely 500,000 people.
Not barely. It's like, you know, another quarter.
Mm. Okay. Wyoming has just above 500,000 people. So that's pretty.
That makes sense to me.
No one lives there.
No one lives there. No one wants
to. Anyways, that's kind of interesting.
That is because, you know, I don't know. Anchorage is the only truly like big city there that I know of. And
yeah,
I think that it's the
Anchorage.
Majority of the population. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
How many people live in Anchorage, Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about half. 300,000.
Yeah, that tracks. I was telling somebody a story about that the other day because I went there after... We went on a cruise when I was 15, and we have some relatives up in Anchorage.
Hi.
And, oh my God, I literally just had for the very first time imagining them watching this show.
Would they like it?
I don't know. You know, they came to Joplin a couple of times, But once was our senior year and saw us do...
Tornadoes?
Yeah. So, saw us do...
Once Upon a Mattress.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is... It's actually weird that you say tornadoes, because we did have a tornado around then. I don't know if you remember when we were doing the show, because the power was out in Web City, and I remember
Web
they
City
were like,
did get a tornado.
What are we going to do? And then they're like, let's go see Jimmy's show. And that's literally why they went.
Wow.
That's weird. But I guess we also just have tornadoes a lot there.
I mean, we might have a tornado tonight.
But when I went to there, Anchorage, yes. When I went to there,
yes.
Is the end of the world.
What do you mean?
It is, so like you're in the middle of Alaska still, right? Which is just wilderness. But like the city itself.
Juneau?
Anchorage.
Anchorage.
The city itself. Just gotta get it out sometimes.
Well, because Juneau's like down here. No, Juneau's up here. Anchorage, I think, is down here.
I think Anchorage is lower. Yeah, correct. And then like they always talked about Fairbanks was like really, really far north. And you can like only take one road there or something crazy.
Maybe that's the one that's far north.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Why does anyone live there?
People like cold. But it's literally trapped between like a mountain and a bay. So like it can't expand anymore. And like everybody's kind of got, you know, cozy homes and stuff, obviously. But they're like, it's not because of fucking snow or ice. We just put, you know, stuff on the tires. We're used to this. Alaska. We got to get out.
Yeah.
We got to do work.
Yeah.
They're like, it's ice fog. When the air... is dense with moisture and gets cold enough in certain environments, it freezes up and creates a fog of ice that you cannot see like 2 feet in front of you. So they're like, if we have ice fog, sometimes it'll last for like a week or two and you just can't leave your house.
Can you walk through it?
I think so. But like, it's not safe to like drive a car. Crazy.
What?
Because you just can't see visibility.
Right. But like,
it's so dense.
Oh my God, I want to experience that.
I do
that.
Too. But I also think it's scary. Like, I would want to be in it for like a day and then like, or less, and then fly out of there because I don't want to like the isolation shit.
Yeah, fly out of there in the fog ice.
Yeah.
Ice fog.
Maybe they can fly out. I don't know.
Maybe it just kind of like is a low thing and there's like air above.
Yeah.
And they can just drop like a propeller thing down and like pick you up.
Like a helicopter.
Kind of like in the Mariana Trench, because, you know, the gases, to get through the gases.
Yeah, exactly like that.
That's how the shark came up, because there was air through the gas.
That's what I heard. You ever seen The Meg?
Oh, yeah.
Run, don't walk in that video.
Have you ever read the books? There's about six of them.
Are there really?
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, my God.
They're so good. The trench opens up with them eating Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Damn.
It's so good. Yeah, that was pretty damn good.
Gary's Neighbor. Who's that? Are you ready to talk about it?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm reliving it.
Yeah, feel it.
Give me a second.
Get into it. The winds of the past are sweeping over you.
Mm.
Your memory is being regained.
And okay. Excuse me.
Get it out.
Mm. Okay, so Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night. Scott and I are sitting at home. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're watching anything. I think we're just kind of bumming out.
Yeah.
And I call my aunt. I called her for some reason, but I don't remember why I called her. You're going to have to just work with me on this story. She's
Stay
coming.
Up.
She's
Stay
coming. This is why I can't. I had to tell people in order to remember it.
Yeah. We're here for the journey. My legs are princess crossed under this table and I'm ready.
Okay. So, I call her. She does not answer.
It's odd.
So, she calls me back
right.
A little bit later, and she goes, I'm sorry, we were out to dinner with some people.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Yeah, I don't know how any of this has a bearing on it. But they were out to dinner.
We're not timing you.
With other people's family members. Other people's? No, her family. Mine. People. My people.
They're my people. They're my people.
I really don't know.
Do you want to take a breather?
No. We're going to struggle best through it. Okay. It started out with her complaining about...
Are you sure? Okay. Oh, fuck. That's funny.
A lot of my family lives on the same street, the same cul-de-sac, all right? And so, something about this cul-de-sac is, it's my mother's house, her aunt's house, and somebody they don't know. But this person knows my aunt, my great-aunt, she's my great-aunt, pretty well. Mm. And my great-aunt's husband, Gary.
Gary.
is pretty good friends with this guy.
Okay.
Okay? This... It's not a funny story.
Tell it.
Anyways, they're pretty good friends. Good enough friends where they like text every day.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's nice.
Friends. I don't know. They check up on each
other. Yeah, that's nice.
They're neighbors. Yeah. He hasn't heard from this neighbor in 5 days.
Oh. And like texts on red, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. I don't know if they are that.
In.
Yes. Yeah. And so at dinner, this is why they were all at dinner.
Got it.
They were kind of worried about it, and they were talking. They're like, yeah, this guy, I talk to him every morning. I text him.
Yeah.
It's partly because last year his wife died.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm bringing it down.
Yeah.
That's real.
And, and he didn't text him. He didn't text back.
Hmm. Still haven't heard?
Well... So they have dinner, and my aunt, not my great aunt, my aunt goes, did you call the police to make a wellness check? He goes, yes, we called the police, and we were like, we haven't seen our friend for a few days. I'm just kind of worried. Let's go check on him.
Yeah.
And the police said, no, there are certain procedures. And like, well, we haven't heard from him for at least, I think at that point, 3 days.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he texts me every day, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, sorry, sir, we can't help you.
Has anybody gone to Gary's house? Or has anybody gone to his house?
Whose house?
The friend that's missing.
Gary has. Right. He's like knocked on doors and stuff and no one answers.
But that's when they tried the police, was after that.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And so my aunt goes, yeah, really. She goes, you call them back and you say, listen, I haven't seen my friend in 5 days and you're not sending anybody over. I'm calling the Joplin Globe next and letting them know you're letting somebody die in this house because you don't care.
Yeah.
And so they came out. The police
came out. Had to be dragged to do their fucking jobs.
The police came out, and at that point, my aunt had to call me back. She's like, I gotta call you back. Things are happening.
Yeah.
Things are happening. This was after dinner. Things are happening. I don't hear anything for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And then my phone goes off. Mm-hmm. And it's a text from my mother that says, the last one.
The neighbor was dead.
The neighbor was dead.
This isn't a funny story.
Not a funny story. And then my mother starts sending me pictures. The guy was dead.
That's sad. Gary's neighbor is dead.
Dead.
I don't know if we're going to use any of that.
I told you I was going to try to spin it.
I see now why you're having a hard time.
Okay, so then...
No, I don't think you should add anymore.
My aunt calls me back and she goes, oh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
He's dead. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. My mother just texted me that he died.
Right, right. That's how your mom does, right?
And my aunt goes, does she know you know anything about that? And I go, no, she has no idea. This has been going on, like...
She just assumed you were in
the
know.
Yeah, and she was like, she just wanted to be the one to break the news to everybody first.
This is where the story is.
This is where the story is.
I'm so sorry about this neighbor and the unfortunate circumstance of this. But the joke of this moment is...
My mother wanted to be the first to tell everybody. The neighbor was dead.
Hadn't communicated with you at all about it before.
I think I forgot to tell you that she was sitting out on the front lawn in her chair.
Watching the police.
Correct. But the thing is, like, my aunt was like, why aren't you saying anything? Why aren't you calling the police? She's like, I'm not getting involved. But she's going to sit there and watch.
Watch it.
Take what pictures.
Girl.
Listen, I'm very, it's a very sad situation. And if anybody out there is feeling hopeless and needs help, there are many different hotlines you can call and get help.
I was
going to
ask that, if they have 988 services in Joplin, I think they do.
I'm sure they do.
Because that would have been my first call before the cops, for sure.
It's a very sad situation.
Well.
Listen, my stories are sort of macabre.
Macabre.
They are.
Great word.
Thanks. Oh, no.
Oh,
next time.
Next episode.
Next time.
We'll get into it. Although, yeah, we can always, yeah, whatever.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Time. What is it?
Has changed.
Oh, my God. How time
I was going anything changed. Goes by like that, too.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, be nice to yourself this week.
Seriously.
And, be nicer.
And if your
normal.
Neighbor, who you talk to every day, suddenly stops talking to you, maybe make a bigger stink about it.
Correct. And if the police aren't checking up on your friends that you're worried about, insist that they do.
Yeah. Retaliate against the police, because you know what?
I don't know what you said, so I'm going to get to find out later. I'm going to get to watch it later with the rest of you. Love y'all.
Love y'all. If you're still watching, you get 5 points. Got your fingers.